And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will in studio.
Yo.
And Rachel Oring via phone.
Hello.
There we go. This is Papa's Basement. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show, as well as my writing, found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. And find us on Facebook. Just search for Papa's Basement. I don't have a direct URL for that one. Facebook is not too kind about that. Not too intuitive.
Some people
all
have.
All you need is 25 fans. I have my own vanity URL.
Really?
Oh, would you like to plug that, you whore?
I mean, I was planning on plugging it later on in the show. But
no, go ahead and do it now.
I was mostly trying to insinuate that you didn't have 25 people who would be your fan on Facebook.
I have 103, thank you very much, where it's been stuck for about 2 weeks now.
Nice. Good job.
But, yeah, I have no clue. Like I said before, Facebook is an effing mess.
It's not as intuitive.
Like, it's simplified privacy controls. Like, I click the link, it's like an effing Dostoevsky novel. I'm just like, F this. I don't care if, like, my students can see, like, nasty-ass pictures of me.
You just practically fingering some skank.
I refuse to edit this.
Wait, you're a teacher?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I teach guitar and piano.
Oh,
so
that's
not, like, in the school system.
Real. Whatever. Okay.
That is a show for another day into itself. Unto itself.
Okay.
Whatever you smart people say. We got a good show for you today. No, it's great. Unfortunately, it starts off with the death of my precious Blanche.
Blanche Devereaux,
child of Big Daddy, I believe that
daughter was. Daughter of the American Revolution.
Yes.
What?
Played by Rue McClanahan.
Say what?
Big Daddy.
Wasn't there that one episode where she was trying to, like, become a daughter of the American Revolution or something, and they found out that her line was, like, tainted with some sort of foreign blood?
Was she part Negro?
How do you know this? Like, you're younger than me. I don't even remember this ass.
Oh, she watched it in syndication.
Yeah, I remember, like. Didn't the one have the ex-husband, Dorothy?
Stanley,
like our mom.
Yeah.
Ex-husband Stanley.
That always creeped me out. Our mom, we were the result of the second good marriage, but the first was to some asshole named Stan. And so for the longest time, I just assumed everyone had an ex named Stan. I was like a little dumb kid, you know?
Stanley is an ex-husband.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everyone at one point boffed a bald guy named Stan and then left him. So we got, sadly, the death of my pal and confidant, my friend and confidant, whatever the hell lyrics are.
It's a good goddamn theme song.
It really was.
It's good.
Like, I still remember, like, every note and every word all these years later.
On top of that, I'm going to talk about Inglourious Basterds, which it only took me about, what, 2 years?
2 years.
2 years behind the curve. Next, I'll talk about this great new summer blockbuster called Jaws coming out.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Watch out for this one at the box office.
I predict good things.
I think this Home Alone is going to be a success.
It's Macaulay Culkin, kid. Watch
He's
out.
He's going somewhere.
Oh, man. And via Inglourious Basterds and director Quentin Tarantino's foot fetishism, we're going to talk about my hatred of feet and all the other things I hate on people, body part-wise. What? Was that you whispering pubic hair? Because you're right.
I was whispering, oh, Lord, because
it's going to get nasty in here.
So, yeah, that's about it. And I think Rachel, if we're treading water at the end of the episode, Rachel had an article about Patrick Stewart, a.k.a. Picard, being knighted.
Who gives an ass?
Hey.
Hey. Dude, everyone does.
I like Star Trek.
I only like him for his role in American Dad. And the time he hosted SNL. Did the bit about erotic cakes.
Erotic bakery.
Effing classic.
This is a woman squatting behind a bush.
I know. I've sexed it up a bit. I can't do Patrick Stewart for ass.
He is your man-on-man lemon meringue.
David Spade coming in is like... Yeah, I ordered the man-on-man lemon meringue. He's like, you might say I sexed it up for you. It's a woman squatting
behind
a bush.
Oh.
I know. I'll take it.
Isn't it erotic? Sorry, we got to run with that one, Rachel. Have you never seen that bit?
No. Is that from the 70s?
No, look, the early 90s.
Back when you were six.
When I was three?
Yes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know. It's like talking to a tadpole.
Well, I guess I wasn't that much older. Seems like it.
It was
you're like 4 years older than I am, whatever.
It was great because it was one of those like 12:48, like this is a total piece of crap filler sketches, but it was obviously the best one.
It's weird how like that happens. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen with any of the new ones, but
I don't watch the new ones ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's such crap, but yeah, it lasts. It's like the effing cowbell sketch. I don't know. It's just like lightning striking. You can't really force it. It just happens. So,
all right.
Yeah. Look it up on YouTube when you get home.
Patrick Stewart, erotic cakes, Patrick Stewart.
SNL.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Doesn't NBC pull all their crap off YouTube?
You can probably find it on Hulu, though. Hulu has now become this SNL archive.
Oh.
But it's the entire shtick is just him and that British voice of his for like 8 minutes selling, like, the cake. It's always a cake of a woman squatting behind a bush taking a leak.
No matter what the person orders.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't get old. Okay. All right. Now.
Sounds hot.
Yes.
Okay.
Now that
we're. Very erotic.
Yeah, speaking of erotic and sexy, let's get back to Rue McClanahan.
Slutty Blanche Devereaux.
Yeah. Rachel, your experience, I think, is more similar to a lot of people who are kind of in the whole Betty White as an internet phenomenon type thing, you know, years down the pipe.
Which I don't get that S, but whatever.
Yeah, but Will and I'm not exaggerating, we grew up on the Golden Girls. I don't mean that in, like, a gay, flouncy way, although maybe we'll have damage down the line that will reveal itself, but every Saturday with, was it every or at least three out of four?
I don't remember what days or whatever.
It was.
I just remember watching it, though.
Every Saturday, we would head over to Greek Grandma, a.k.a. Yaya.
That's not every Saturday.
It was, like, every other, man.
You're right.
Wait,
I think Dad.
Nickname?
Well, Yaya is Greek for Grandma. You ain't seen my big Greek fat wedding?
And Papu. Papu is Greek for grandpa.
Although we never had one because ours is dead.
Thanks for bringing that sore spot up, Rachel.
Sorry. Bitch. Yeah, anyhow.
Yeah, so we had.
Did she make you gyros?
No. That'd be awesome if she did.
No, all she ever made was this one spaghetti dish in the same crock pot that would get, like, hotter than Dachau.
I don't even remember that, but I remember stealing Uncle Penny's Healthy Choice
at
Klondike Farms.
Well, yeah, it was the same dish every time. It was the spaghetti with ground chuck on top, and then this, like, sharp, nasty-as-S Parmesan sprinkle.
That's probably, like, government cheese. And now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and she would just nuke the hell out of it and serve it steaming hot, and whenever you'd F up and touch the crock pot, it would burn your fingertips off.
I remember that S now.
It
was on those same plates with, like, the weird stuff around the edges.
Like a weird green design.
Yeah, like
on
print, exactly.
Yeah.
It tasted. Wow.
Yeah, and Rachel, you'll be proud to know that living at home at an advanced age runs in my family, because our uncle was how old at the time? Like, 50s, right? Or
40.
Late 40s, and good old Unky Penny was still at home, the one who was a guitarist.
Yikes.
Yeah, he was a guitarist for the Four Seasons. I mean, he was, like, mad successful.
He's also successful because he has, what, four kids from three different women.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
What a baller.
I know.
God.
Well, I mean, the fact that he didn't abort him is terrible, but just treating women like dirt. My hat's off to him.
Yeah.
To be fair, he didn't know about one till years down the pike.
Yeah. Even awesome. Yeah, one of our cousins is like the result of a one-night stand. So he's like family now, but yeah, like, we found out about him when he was, like, 15. I remember my mom going ape-ass, like, crying.
Really?
Dude, she freaked the F out when, like, Jason came into the picture.
I just remember he was always really sensitive about it and was like, do you guys consider me family? And I just wanted to prey upon him for it and be like, yeah, for $100 I will, cuz.
I was also like, you realize we hate all of our family.
Yeah.
Like, our dad's own brother didn't show up for his funeral. Like, we're just crazy
crap.
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, scummy Uncle John. But yeah.
Oh, my God. You might hate your family more than I hate my family. This is nuts.
Well, not our immediate family. It's just, like, the extended family we're not close to at all.
That's
like,
how I am, too.
If my cousins, like, this uncle we're talking about, like, if I know the two sons, but, like, if either his daughters, like, walked by me on the street, like, I would have no idea who they are.
My cousins, I've some cousins that I haven't seen since I was like 10.
I believe husband falls under the category of immediate.
All right. But we would raid Uncle Penny's pantry. He must have effing hated us coming over because
especially if he's broke, we're stealing like these $5 healthy choice entrees.
Yeah, he's on like such limited means. Obviously, and we're housing his Pop Tarts, and all we would do is nuke up his healthy choices. We would treat it like a goddamn cafeteria.
What I remember is like he always had the turkey breast
and Klondike bars. We would kill them. But I just
I was such a little S. Like the turkey breast meal is like one slice of turkey stuffing.
I remember,
then like
I would
veggies
just,
and like a raspberry.
Would you just eat the turkey
and throw the rest away?
Yeah, and I would just eat the stuffing and chuck up.
God, I mean, I would have killed.
I mean, he must have like hit the trash and like the little top lid spins and he sees like eight of his effing meals there. I really don't know how he didn't like ice pick the base of our skulls in our sleep.
Well, probably because he like stole the money to buy those from my grandma.
That's true.
Oh my God.
Steal from Uncle Penny, you're stealing twice.
No, he was awesome. Yeah, like he would take money from my grandma to buy her presents.
Oh God.
Like if that isn't awesome, I don't know what is. Here's a present for you I bought with your money.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I haven't stooped that low with Mariah yet, but we'll see. All right, but we would go. And speaking of stealing money from our grandma, she would treat us to Transformers. Every time we showed up, we would get one little, like, dink-ass $4 Transformers from Lionel Kitty City.
I don't even remember that. Really.
You don't?
I remember Kitty City.
We would go to Kitty City, and we would buy a Transformer. And it was always one of the dinky guys who would fold up to make, like, a leg or an arm. We would never get the whole robot made.
We had one of them. I remember that.
I just remember a lot of, like, torsos were assembled. Like a torso with one arm and one leg. It looked like an Afghanistan war victim, you know?
We had one like gray and purple one, I thought. It was like the whole thing. I used to have it in my room.
You maybe had the... Yeah, that was the one I put together and I left it in your room.
Yeah, who was that? Do you have any clue?
Destructor, maybe?
I don't know.
It's such retarded Jap-American names. It was such English type stuff.
I guess that's like dad was kicking us out of the house so he could like...
Oh, and
stroke off or something.
Oh, in retrospect? Yeah, us gone every other weekend. Like, no wonder that marriage made it.
Yeah.
He had every... Because I definitely remember one time we came back when I was about 10 and you were 8. And there was just a VHS tape chilling in the VCR with Greek writing on it. And I'm like, yeah, this is dad's. I'm guessing it's porn, right, Mom? And she just read it and like kind of turned red. She's like, yes.
I don't remember that.
Oh my God.
Greek porn where everyone is hairy.
That's why you don't get married.
Yeah, man. But God bless. We grew up watching those Golden Girls. That was...
Oh.
Yeah, and I didn't keep up with it later in life. Like other people, like you got into it through what? Syndication?
Yeah. Well, it's weird because I was really little, I guess, when it first was showing. And it's for so many years of my life, I had this... these weird, like, flashes of it in my head. Like, the one thing I remember about the Golden Girls was the hurricane episode and, like, how they had those little, like, stock, like, B-roll shots of, like, the palm trees, like, getting blown about in the wind. Like,
so
honestly.
Old, they're in black and white.
And they
yeah.
cut to the studio.
Yeah.
And then it's them on a soundstage, like, oh, this wind, Dorothy!
Yeah, I know. And so, like, when I got older and they started doing it in syndication, like, I was like, oh, my God, that's what that is, the Golden Girls. So.
Like, I can't vividly remember that, but you saying a hurricane episode and it just immediately...
Well, they were in Louisiana, right?
No, they were
in Florida. They were in Miami, weren't they?
Yeah, Miami like, retirement community.
Yeah.
St. Olaf.
St. Olaf is where...
Betty White was from.
Yeah, and I remember the one thing... Script-wise, I remember vividly, and it shows where my sense of the humor has been, like, since I was 2, was she was describing Rokananok, which was the exact moment that dog poop turns white.
I remember that.
Like, that was the word in St. Olaf speak for it.
I remember one where Betty White thought Blanche banged her husband.
Ugh.
But it was, like, some double... Because Blanche was taking, like, sexy photos of herself.
Oh!
And she, like, double exposed it on film. Like, they had pictures of Betty White's dead husband.
It looked like Blanche was getting banged by ghost ex-husband.
Or with him or something.
It was, like an X-rated ghost dad.
Just like, you hussy.
Oh, my God. No, I'm just
what
thinking...
a weird episode.
Who made this show and was like, you know what would make it more appealing? A dirty old slut just getting... effed by old men.
But not even hot.
I know. I mean, it really surprises me that they allowed that in, like, the 80s. Like, slutty old lady.
Well, it wasn't...
Like, people aren't even okay with that nowadays. Like...
Yeah, I mean, it's not like she'd walk in from downstairs and, like, wipe, you know, wiping yogurt off her face. I mean, it wasn't that graphic, but it was always...
No, I mean, she always made crazy double entendres.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure... It must have totally gone over my head as a kid, but if I watched it now, I would Ralph or get really aroused, and I don't want to find out which.
You know you'd have a boner.
I could never.
She was only like 50 when the show was.
I know, that's sad.
She was mad young compared to the others. Like,
yeah.
The other three were pretty much within a year of each other, I think.
No, well, I think the one who played Sylvia was younger than all three of them.
Yeah, she just had makeup.
Yeah, she tried out for Dorothy, and they were like, "Oh, you're too young
and foxy."
Yeah,
you need to
put on a white wig, and that was the rest of history.
We need a woman with Peggy Hill feet so we can make a lot of jokes about them. Because I remember, wasn't that one running gag with Dorothy? She had like gorilla feet.
Oh,
well, I think it was that she was like very manly and unattractive, and
which she was
a lesbian.
Oh God.
That would be Arthur.
She looks like Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Oh, exactly. How great would that have been as a promo shot, like all four of them in Kiss makeup?
I was about to say, what if they'd have like a special, like a very special
Halloween episode?
Where, like, Kiss, like, you know, their tour bus broke down and they had to like stay with them. And,
this
like,
worlds collide. On. You just see Paul Stanley making out with Bea Arthur. God. I would never achieve erection again.
God, that has to happen. Someone needs to splice that together and make that happen.
But yeah, I wanted to give a nod to what that show meant to me. On some level, my humor has been fundamentally shaped by that, man.
Oh.
Will, same with you. Mm-hmm. Dirty wow. As we came up. I mean, that was like literally as we were young kids, it was just Benny Hill and Golden Girls.
Benny Hill is just like... chicks in bikinis getting chased by some dirty old man.
It was great. You go back and watch Benny Hill now, it's hilarious. It's literally the only thing where you can laugh and have a boner at the same time.
Well, it's just like pure like rapist ass.
Pretty much. It's like Pepe Le Pew, but real. I remember a lot of Benny holding down women with that shh to his lips going, you know,
Jesus.
I've never seen Benny Hill.
You have a gun to their head?
Yeah. One move. All right.
Oh,
we have someone staring in the studio weirding me out again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll wait for the 10-second delay, and then he'll get meandering.
I don't think we were...
And away we go.
...pumping out through the halls today.
Really?
Yeah.
Likely. I hope not. It's so weird, like, walking past them after we've said all this stuff.
And I don't make eye contact.
Yeah, really. It's like an old poor woman who's whoring out her daughter in the back room, and it's like you bang her daughter for an hour, and then you walk past her on the way out. It's like...
Don't judge me.
Sorry for what I did to your baby.
Oh, my God.
Abraham Lincoln says I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. On to Inglourious Bastards. Great film. We've all seen
it.
Love it.
Yeah.
Will, you saw it.
Yeah, I told you to watch it a while ago. Like, what made you finally...
Finally freed up on Netflix.
Oh.
Finally didn't have very long wait next to it on my queue.
Oh, so you actually got the disc, like, through the mail?
Yep. Showed up at my door. I watched it during an XM shift rather than work.
That's the best thing he's done since Pulp Fiction.
Yes, that is 100%.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Yeah, Jackie Brown has its moments, but is nothing amazing. Yeah. Kill Bill 1 can eat my nuts. 2 was all right.
I've never seen either of those.
Okay.
I saw the first one, and then I was like, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard a lot of people say good things about it. It's one of those movies, like, I'd maybe catch it somewhere, like, on cable.
Oh, you'll see it on Spike.
And try to watch, like, 5 minutes, and I was just like, F this. Like, I can't
actually
get
saw it on Spike last weekend.
I knew it. But I was cracking up. I think what weirded me out at first was when they showed the Super Juice Squad or whatever. Was it just me, or were, like, half of them inbred looking?
Well, they don't look Jewish, that's for sure.
I mean, they look...
Yeah, they all kind of looked Italian or something.
A lot of them looked like Jewish by way of the Ozarks, man. They were like the little kid from Deliverance.
Oh, are you talking about like when Brad Pitt's like recruiting them in America?
At the very beginning, man. Those are some ugly dudes.
Like the dude from The Office and...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not even him. There were some that were like 4'9".
Well, weren't they supposed to be in like Tennessee or something?
Yeah, but I think they had already weeded out all the Jews. They had the yellow stars on them, you know?
Well, yeah, but...
At the very beginning of that scene, he's given the whole speech, like, I want 100 scalps, Nazi scalps.
Yeah, you know? I mean, are they in America then, or are they in France?
Yeah, they're in America.
They're in America, but he's probably, like, trying to, you know, talk to, like, 100 Jewish recruits and pep up, like, 10 of them for the Bastards unit. But I'm just saying, like, some of them, go back and watch that. Those are the ugliest mother effers.
No, I remember being really disappointed as they went down the line, because I was like, Eli Roth... cool guy from Office, he's cute. I was like, this is gonna be a bunch of hot Jews and I'm gonna be really excited by this, and like they went down the line and I remember distinctly being really disappointed.
Yeah, you can't work.
How ugly they all were.
I can't have sex with his nose.
No, I was like, not gonna happen.
Yeah, but
what if his portfolio is performing well?
Look at the diamonds he bought you. All right.
So anyhow, you hate Jews. Let's go to the next.
With that firmly
don't put words in my mouth.
Yeah, with that firmly established, as I try to break into the entertainment industry, let us proceed. No, I was blown away. I thought it was really enjoyable. It wasn't his usual, like, too much jawing, you know?
That's what I was going to say. It's, like, a different mold than Pulp Fiction. Because, like you said, Jackie Brown, like, I've never seen Kill Bill, but...
A lot of talking.
Whatever else, yeah, it's just like the typical Tarantino-esque, where it's like Seinfeld action movie kind of.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Kramer stabs David Carradine at the end of the scene.
Well, it's just that same bull-ass, like a lot of talking, which, I mean, it's cool, but you can't make everything like that.
No, and he just had a really cool action packed. I liked the acting from pretty much everyone.
Did you catch Mike Myers?
Yeah.
All right. Because I was going to say, like, I saw his name in the credits, and then, like, it took me a while to recognize him.
No, I caught Austin.
Yeah, I recognize him.
But, yeah, I was going to say, he and his, like, two accents is, like, using the same Austin Powers accent.
Oh, yeah. I wanted him to slip up and just be like,
yeah, baby.
Or go to the fat bastard speech at the end of the second one.
Well, I was going to say, that's the same voice as, you've seen So
it's
I Married an Axe.
It's a vicious cycle, yeah.
It's the Shrek Scottish voice. Grandpa.
Yeah.
It's such a big dome. God, your head is big.
Yeah, that's also Shrek, and that's also Fat Bastard.
It's like, he seriously has three voices.
And he grew up in Canada listening to this crap around British stuff all the time.
Those two and Wayne Campbell.
Yeah.
That's my client.
Actually, I remember being really surprised at how good his accent was in Inglourious Basterds.
No, if you close your eyes, you can picture Austin Powers saying it.
No, because it was very, like, stiff upper lip.
You were just fooled by the makeup and gray hair.
It was him putting on airs and, like, trying to sound like a classy Austin Powers.
Yeah.
But, like, when he speaks for, like, a long, uninterrupted period of time, like, it drifts in and out.
A Shagadelic slipped in there? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? But overall, thought it was great. I liked the way he used the camera. You know, you got the little weird close-up scenes, like when the bombs, here, I'm going to spoil the end, when they kill Hitler, and the bombs go off on their legs, and it's just like a zoom-in on the bomb exploding.
I thought that was lame-looking.
You know what?
I liked it.
Yeah, it's his Quentin Tarantino touch. It's what he does.
Also, I mean, like, the intro is good. It kind of reminded me of Pulp Fiction, like a good intro scene, even though this one's much longer.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then the bar scene. Like, I think everyone loves that.
I don't recall being that blown away by the bar scene. It was
It's really tense because you know what's going to happen, but they draw it out.
That it's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, of course. Because, like, going into it, they're like, you know, why is it in a basement? Like, you know, we can't get in there. Like, what happens if? And then, of course, yeah, that one suspicious guy, like, keeps coming back, like, doesn't leave him alone.
I think I hate the bar scene because it then led to the excuse for the obligatory Quentin Tarantino foot scene.
That is true.
What is it? I don't get this dude with feet. I don't get the foot fetish thing in general. And this one is what a broad gets shot through the leg, which then leads to a lot of close-ups of her lying back, like, with the foot clearly in... the shot, and then later we have a Cinderella scene.
Yeah, I was going to say, where he puts this shoe on her.
Yeah, which is, it's a Cinderella nod, but I was half expecting him to, like, lick the foot first, you know? It was, like, so fetishized. Yeah, and the guy's, like, tapping the Nazi hunter, Christopher or whatever.
Is that guy famous at all? He was good in that.
I don't know. His name, Christopher Mintz Platts, which is McLovin, I think, blurs together. He's McLovin the Jew Hunter. That's what we'll call him.
Like, what I wanted to know is, like, all the people, like, that guy is, like, what, tri or quadlingual in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, he speaks, like, five languages.
I was going to say, I mean, was the requirement, like, the actors had to actually speak all those languages fluently?
I don't think so, man.
But I think they hired him specifically because he could speak all those languages.
You can learn anything, like, phonetically.
He actually speaks all the languages.
I mean, I was pretty impressed.
He fluently speaks all of the languages.
Yeah, it looks like, because, I mean, his accents were good and all of that, yeah. You know?
But so he's like tapping pretty much on the inside of his crotch. He's like, put it up here. And she puts her foot, and it's this like long, drawn out, just effing hate feet. And it got me thinking, man, there's a foot scene in every GD Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yep. Sometimes multiple ones.
Yeah, like Pulp Fiction, there's the whole foot massage speech at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then later, Mia is dancing in her bare feet. Like,
yeah, they zoom in on it.
Yeah, like, why the hell do we need that, man? God damn. Like, take some B-roll, you know, that you can whack it to later, but stop junking up the goddamn movies with your foot stuff. And then, I know you haven't seen... Will, was there anything really in Jackie Brown? Any foot crap? Anything on Pam Grier's dogs?
I don't know about Pam Grier. I'm trying to think, was it Bridget Fonda? And where she bangs De Niro? I don't think so. I mean, she was barefoot because she was, like, in cutoff shorts, but
okay.
I can't remember, like, any close-ups or anything like that.
Nothing really jumps out at me from that one, but there's a scene in Kill Bill where the broad Uma Thurman has been paralyzed for, how long is she out of it, Rachel? What's the whole shtick again?
Yeah, I don't remember. The only part I saw was actually the foot scene.
Okay.
And I was like, ah, jeez. Never mind.
She's snapped out of her coma, and she's trying to make herself move again, and she's starting by willing her toes to wiggle.
Oh, of course.
So she's like, let's see if we can make this little piggy move, or some crap like that. And it's just like 8 minutes zoomed in on her Shaquille O'Neal dogs. I mean, Uma is not. That's kind of weird. She is not a dainty broad.
She's like the tall chick in Deuce Bigelow.
Yeah. I mean, she could milk a cow with these feet. You know what I'm saying? She's got some dogs. And you know the worst is Dusk Till Dawn.
I was going to say, with Juliette Lewis.
Oh, I don't even remember that. Oh, wait, no. There's like a whole clear thing about him having a foot fetish in that one, right?
It's just like when he's in the Winnebago.
Did Tarantino direct from Dusk Till Dawn?
No, his buddy Robert Rodriguez did.
Yeah,
but he was cast in it. And as the guy who
I thought we said he directed it too. It's like half and half.
He directed some scenes, yeah.
Yeah, like we said, it's probably like the first half.
That's Grindhouse, is what you're thinking.
No, there's that too. No, the same guy, but Dusk
Till
Dawn.
I think one did everything once they got inside the titty twister.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like action movie. Like Tarantino probably did the first half where it's like all his other movies.
Everyone's just jawing for 20 minutes and then there's a gunfight.
But yeah, there's a part where like he's staring.
And they're talking about some 70s pop culture thing, of course, in some part. They have to. Come on. It's Tarantino.
Not that I can recall, no.
Way to let me down on that.
It's not coming to mind, but...
But the worst scene to me is Salma Hayek's actually doing one of the best clothed strip teases I've ever seen in a movie. Like, normally, if I don't see your jugs, who cares? You know?
She looks hot there.
She looks great in that one, though. And then she jams her effing dog down, like, halfway down Tarantino's throat and starts, like, pouring wine down her leg.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that scene, that's
what?
Like, it might as well have been her dancing and then cutting to gay porn. Like, that's how much it derailed me.
I don't know.
I'd accept it. God forbid your boner gets spoiled,
then. It might as well have been, like, Harvey Keitel getting deep-throated by that little Korean kid he adopted. It was the worst goddamn thing ever. And you know... Like, Robert Rodriguez didn't have that in there eventually.
Oh, of course not. He put that in himself.
Like, Quentin sees her in the bikini. He's like, hey, Robert, you know what would help this one along? Just a suggestion, buddy.
It's like Fred Durst casting Holly Berry, that Behind Blue Eyes video, where there's, like, make out for the whole thing.
Oh, it reminded me of, son of a bitch. Oh, Spike Lee in Do the Right Thing, where he's directing Rosie Perez.
Like, his S's on her T's.
Yo, it's like, hey, there's going to be an 8-minute segment where I'm going to rub ice cubes on your tits, De La Soul. and then I'm going to suck them warm again. And, you know, we're going to take a lot of takes of this one.
God.
It's just so transparent, man.
You got the power. Why not?
I guess, yeah.
Actually, no, you shouldn't F up your art.
Best acting Rosie Perez has ever done.
I mean, seriously, like, you can't let women interfere with the product. Project.
Welcome to the show, Rachel. Feeling
hi. Good to be here.
Yeah. But it just, the whole foot thing sets me off. I know at least a couple times, like, I'll be chilling in a chair, and a chick will be lying on the bed or something. Have you ever had this, Will? And she'll try to do, like, the foot snake it up the crotch to turn you on, or, you know, just...
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I've had that at strip clubs.
Oh, God.
That's the green light right there.
Oh.
Anytime a chick puts her hand on your leg or, like, crosses her
hand
leg over yours...
Hand is so different. My hand has never stepped in dog ass.
I don't think her foot has either.
I don't want athlete's crotch.
Well, that would be if she had, like, some disgusting feet.
I just...
Yeah.
I don't...
That's weird.
I hate feet. Any chick who's putting their foot near my crotch, she's about to lose her jaw.
What the hell? Why do you hate chick... I mean, chick feet are, on average, way better than dude feet.
I'm not saying I like dude feet by any stretch.
I'm not saying you do, but, like, I mean, if you're basing your hatred of, like, feet on, like, I don't know, like, how gross your feet are or something, like...
I have Fred Flintstone feet. I'm not going to lie about that. Maybe it goes back to the fact that, like, mom has the grossest feet on earth. Like, there's just so much. There is more dead skin on her feet than, like, a Jew lampshade.
Than on the Rue McClanahan.
I remember she had, like, the entire
She has, like, dry heels and stuff.
Oh, that's nasty. You're going to make me throw up.
It really looked like a horse's hoof from the back.
Oh, my God.
It was
horrible.
No, chicks with dry heels and stuff, that's nasty, but she had nice
feet. You gotta take care of your feet. Like,
I just don't put them near my junk. I'm, like, just now, like, kind of getting over the foot thing.
Yeah, nothing wrong with an FJ every once in a while.
Okay, line crossed.
Is that actually, like, possible, like, to...
Yes.
Why wouldn't just big toe and next to big toe, your pointer toe, right?
Or
are you
like
talking
a
2-foot, like, chimpanzee operation?
Like an orangutan, love.
No.
like, she's hanging from a tire swing while she does this to you, or what?
I don't know. I can't recall anything in specific, but I'm sure I've done that.
Oh, God. Yeah, that seems...
Not my fault you two don't know how to make love properly.
Is that what you call making love, most is like? Oh, man. Oh, no. That is definitely not how I roll, Brozif. That's all
so
I'm saying.
So feet is like your least favorite part of a lady?
I would say foot is the worst, and really...
I would say mouth.
What?
Well, meaning words.
Okay, I was going to say, there are things you can do with that mouth that feel good,
speech.
Junior.
Yeah.
Speech is my least favorite body part of a woman.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Thoughts would be second.
Oh, man. I would say there's foot, and then I'm not a big fan of any sort of hair down yon. I really like the Girl Scout thing.
As long as it's under control, I don't care.
Like,
thank
if it's just
you.
Untrimmed, that's gross.
Yeah.
Trimmed is fine.
I'm thinking back to the two times it's really traumatized me. And the first is like maybe my first, second-ish girlfriend, I would say. No, first.
No, I mean, if she looks like an 80s issue of Hustler, that's pretty nasty.
No.
It was just like Jack Nicholson in The Shining describing that.
No. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's.
Oh, yeah, that's one.
When you've got that big, juicy beaver staring you in the face.
Oh, God.
No, like some of the nastiest
15
pictures.
15 going on 30, Doc.
If you see those old hustlers where like chicks or guys sending pictures of their girlfriends.
It looks like, Michael Gross from Family Ties, like, gaping his mouth, just pulling his cheeks apart. It's disgusting.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
He was a bearded man.
Okay. I assumed so.
It looks like the face of every band member of Orleans. I'm going to keep going with references you're not going to get.
Just say Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Opening up for a big scoop of strawberry.
It looks like Jerry Garcia sticking out his tongue.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There we go.
Okay.
There's our winner. But I remember this first one. She was a half French broad. So already, you know, odor's an issue.
Smells like Gruyere cheese.
Was it nutty yet piquant in flavor? Yes, I know what Gruyere cheese is.
Oh, jeez.
No, it was kind of a stubble.
Well, I think I know who you're talking about. Your initials TC.
Oh, Tiffany. I don't even remember her last name. What was it?
Yeah.
Tiffany.
Casey.
Casey. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, the bitch was wretched anyway.
Oh, yeah. She was wretched, period.
She looked like a damn frog. Like, so that's your first problem right there.
Oh, yeah. No. It wasn't
you
any.
You shouldn't be going
really
into the.
I'm happy that. You're using her full name.
Tiffany Casey. Chantilly, class of 99. Look her up on Facebook.
Oh, but yeah, if you're going into the nether regions
of a
busted bitch.
You can see what humble beginnings I've worked my way up from, sir.
Kind of like Lee Iacocca.
That bitch was my first paper route. I am now running a car company.
Oh, Lord.
That's true. You got to build your confidence.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Definitely need to run through about 40, 50 hood rats. What was the speech from 40 Old Virgin?
Something like that. Come on. I forgot that.
Don't leave me hanging.
You need to get you like 20 or 30 hood rats.
Just run up through them.
Yeah, something like that.
But
I completely forgot that.
That one had stubble, I want to say like a half inch. So already that was bad.
Wait, let me visualize a half inch. Is that like, well, it's like a centimeter, like a finger?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, let's even go with quarter inch. It was just like enough hair where I could tell it was there.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Jesus.
It was more just she tasted like the garlic butter from Papa John's, except not delicious.
I was going to say, I mean, that doesn't sound too bad. Oh, wait.
Coming out of someone's body, it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, any kind of taste or odor is pretty bad.
It was like a taste. It was like garlic effed ice cream. That's how I remember. And it hung at the back of my throat. Oh, God, it did not clear out.
No,
that's
what the you
hell?
Work your way back up.
Yeah.
Kiss her stomach and act like you're being romantic.
For the next 2 days, it just sounded like I was ready to give a speech the whole time. It was like every 5 seconds, like, you know.
That's the sound of herpes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And the other bush that's...
Oral gonorrhea.
Yeah. My chlamydia, which is growing to this day.
Oh, Lord.
Now a New York City-sized colony on my tonsils. No, the other one was a girl who I worked with, and shall we throw that name out too, or what?
I know who you're talking about.
Maureen Tiernan.
Oh, Jesus. First and last name.
Maureen right. Tiernan. Look her up on
God.
Facebook as well.
Extra touch of class.
Yeah. Let's throw her under the bush bus.
You're
that
the
bitch.
Best ex-boyfriend ever.
Yeah, and the worst part with her is she knew my preferences, my proclivities, because that's when we had done about 6 months of the show, and literally every episode was us just rambling about bush grooming for 5-7 minutes. not like today when it's a once-a-month treat. And
oh, Lord.
I remember we were about to get it on, and she's like, hey, you know how you like things down there? And I was just thinking, like, yeah, like, consensual? Yes. And she's like, well, no, the shaving, the grooming, I don't really engage, practice, whatever verb you want to throw in there.
You think that would be, what's the word, preclusive? I don't even know. I don't think that's a word. Preclude.
What the? This is like talking to the RZA. What are you trying to get at?
Like, if she said that, you know how you like things down there? Like,
very
wouldn't you assume
bong bong
the next thing out of her mouth would be like, well, I did it for you or something?
Yeah, that would have
like
been nice.
She's going in the complete opposite direction.
That would have been classy.
You know how you
Maureen
like
Tiernan, who
down
you can look
there?
Up on Facebook?
Well, F you.
Yeah, it was really that. It was kind of like throwing down the gauntlet.
Oh, Lord.
And she was like the blondest, Hitleriest, youth-looking thing ever. So
felt she was too good for body grooming.
I guess, yeah. So at least didn't look like Tracy Morgan's hair down there or something.
Oh, God.
But it was a big, like...
Jason and the Golden Fleece.
Yeah. The Argonauts would have been proud taking this pelt. And I remember...
I don't understand. I mean, if you're so grossed out by pubes, I mean, you don't have to, like...
Just take her in the bathroom.
Just take and pull out like a long straight razor.
A beard trimmer.
Like Reservoir Dogs. Like I'm going to chop her ear off.
That's why I use.
Steeler's wheel.
Wait, you use that on your pubes?
Beard trimmer? Yeah, well then I'd take a straight razor to it.
Get it down to nothing. Oh my God.
I just use the same razor that I shave my head and all my friends' heads with. And it's funny because they'll all joke, you don't use this anywhere else, right? I'm like, nah, of course not. And like 5 seconds later, I'm shaving
my
head.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
like,
why the hell are you doing that?
Sometimes if I have roommates that didn't have like clippers or something, they're like, hey, I need a trimming for summer.
Oh, way to help them out.
And I'd shave their head, yeah, and give them pubic lice.
Oh, God.
Maybe if you told them that, they'd spend the $16 to go to the barber shop.
I knew they would. That's why I didn't tell them. I wanted to hook them up.
I knew she wouldn't sleep with me if I told her I was HIV positive. I did her a favor.
White lies, man. They make the world go around.
Why deny her my pleasure?
Yeah.
Just because she'll get a little AIDS.
She can walk it off.
I mean, all I'm saying is, like, if it's like a jungle down there, I mean, you don't have to, like, stick your face in it. I mean, you don't have to.
I didn't. And I felt so hamstrung. It was like friggin' playing doctor
practically. You didn't even, like, do that, and you were still grossed out by it? What the hell's the difference?
Well, it's still there. I mean,
What
if you want to, you know? What I don't like is when chicks miss their butt crack. Like,
oh, what? They don't shave the balloon knot or something? Or
they just shave their reams? I don't know what you would call it.
I'm not spending too much time back there.
Again, because you don't know how to make love properly.
You are a vile. I can't believe I drink the milk after you've drunk straight from the carton. God.
Yeah, you should not do that.
Oh, God.
Lately, you've been fine. But no, back in the day when I was living at mom's, I was like.
So you're at mom's busy licking ass in your childhood bedroom.
And then I would go immediately to the fridge and get a drink.
Oh, my mercies. I've worked up a thirst.
God. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I would try not to, but sometimes it just slips your mind.
You're horrible people.
Sex dehydrates you. I don't know.
Poor milk, man. No wonder that crap would go bad in like 72 hours and turn yellow.
Why does this smell like fish?
Yeah, what bacteria were you in? God damn.
Oh my God.
My point is, if you're going to get the front, don't forget about the back.
Yes, forget about the back.
Like, get yourself a hand mirror.
That's where the food comes out.
True.
Wait, are you talking about like totally like around there?
Yeah. I do it. Why not?
You shave your butthole?
I shave my whole body.
Will's clean.
Yeah.
What? How long does that take you? Do you do
Too
it every
long.
Day?
I'm
just saying if we went out.
I would be able to hold a job if I did it every day.
If we went out to gay clubs, we would be a big hit as a bear and cub duo. Like, I could engage in a lot of cub swapping with a lot of bears, man. You'd be good for a lot of cartons of cigarettes.
Like, how do you do it? Do you, like brace yourself and, like, pull your ass cheeks apart and, like,
I'm very flexible.
Have you ever watched Shawshank Redemption?
No.
It's like when Andy gets attacked by the sisters.
Curls into a ball.
That's how it goes down with Red watching.
Wait, Red watched that?
No.
No, I was gonna say.
Morgan Freeman would have joined the fray. He was a good friend like that.
You're going to swallow what I give you, Andy.
Oh, God.
I had sex with my granddaughter.
Oh, Lord. But, yeah, that's...
Cool.
I'm,
so you hate pubes. Good to know. Cool.
Yeah, the kind of... I'm lightening up. Like, as long as it's shaved below the meridian, if you will.
Yeah.
Where I do my business, if I can go there and it's bare, I can live with that. But I'm still getting used to it.
The things I hate... I hate happy trails.
Like, well, who doesn't?
That takes, like, 2 seconds.
You know what? You know what? I hate big, huge penises during sex. How about that?
And, like, if you're going to...
I don't like titanic balls on my women. A happy trail, really? What are you doing?
What? Is that a normal occurrence?
Not, like, huge ones, but, like, even just, like, a tiny bit. You know what I'm saying?
It is gross, but then the stubble that results when they start shaving it is really gross, too.
It's not that much, you know? So it takes, like, 2 seconds a day to shave.
Yeah, but even then, you'll just see, like, a hint of it. just peeking there, taunting you.
Yeah, either way. Just better to avoid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just be born without one, and if not, commit suicide. I think that's what we're driving for here.
There we go.
No, I was definitely with a chick who, not recently, maybe last year. Yeah, and she was of that, she had that deal where, like, and she wasn't even Italian, but she would shave her pits, and they, you know, it looked like Homer's
stubbly
beard. It just never cleared up.
I don't really care about that.
It didn't really bug me, but she also was a Happy Trail groomer, I believe.
Well, good. Better than leaving alone.
I guess given what she was brewing, yeah.
As long as she didn't have hairy toes either.
Nah, she took
also
care of
disgusting
everything. But it made me wonder. She did. It must have looked like kid and play down there.
Oh, God.
That's a reference you wouldn't get, Rachel. They were out when you were 18 months old.
I've yet to get a pit job. Although I have seen that in movies.
A pit job?
Well, there's too many guys.
God, no wonder they want to blow us up. No wonder they hate us over there. Pit jobs.
That's probably more of a European thing.
Ah, the Germans. Gotta be
what?
German or Dutch. A pit job, just someone going to town on an armpit.
What?
That's a good way to have your lymph nodes screwed up for life.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
I saw it. But,
oh, God.
Yeah, so we got that. I'm trying to think. So I managed to throw three X's under the bus. I'm not going to
deal breakers, just nasty things.
You just deal. I mean, okay, so happy trails for you, Will.
Yeah, like
I'll add that. Happy trails, I don't like those.
Yeah.
Don't like licking my way up strand by strand to m'lady's soft lips.
Oh, God.
Yeah, or any kind of like missed hair, like
sorry me for life.
Shaving the legs. Like that's kind of nasty.
That's forgivable-ish though. Better than a big old swath down there that they missed. That one always scares me where it's like five strands in a row, like the hair sprouting out of Jeff Goldblum's back when he just starts to become Brundlefly.
And then, like I said, like, any kind of noticeable odor or taste, pretty gross.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can't believe I forgot that. Pretty much if there's anything going down there, it's not good.
Because I've been with enough chicks where there's nothing detectable.
Two-thirds in my experience.
That's like the majority of mine. It's like the one or at least two that come to mind. It's like, I don't know, what's the matter with you two?
I've got grades where it's like you've got completely clear, which is how it should be. Then you've got like totally within the realm of acceptability when you're down there, but you know you're down there.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's just like...
Is this like the natural odor or like, I don't know, like...
That was the wrong word.
...in the sack right after she was running or something? I don't know, I mean...
Oh, no, this is... She washed up for the occasion.
Oh, and it still is gross?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, getting back to Tiffany Casey.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
She was putrid down there, and I really disliked her, so I'd tell everyone about it. And she later went to the gynecologist just to get checked out. And she used to throw it in my face like, well, I got checked, and I don't have any diseases down there. And he said, I'm fine. And I was like, good. He's not the one doing anything to it.
Well, I mean, sometimes, and I'm going to go real gross girl on you here right now, but sometimes, like, they're in yeast issues.
Oh.
But sometimes it's, like, just a little bit where it's not, like, a full-blown yeast infection, and you don't know it, and you're like, what the hell? Why does my vagina smell? And then you're like, I mean, it happens, and you fix it. But when you don't fix it is when it's weird and gross. But it happens, and you fix it. Like, it's not a big deal.
I think some chicks, it's just the way they are. I mean, I don't know. Like, most chicks don't, like, douche regularly, right?
I don't think you're supposed to.
No, you don't. You know.
Yeah, like,
that
most
F's you
don't
up even more if you do it.
Yeah.
It gives you yeast infections.
Yeah. So. Well, I heard it kills, like, good bacteria you need in your filthy caverns.
This is like an Activa ad gone horribly awry.
Jamie Lee Curtis pasta.
Yeah.
Your tranny yoga.
I'm dry as a bone down there. Back in trading places when you would have effed me.
She's pretty alright in True Lies.
What do you... Oh, yeah, definitely. I had still visited that. I don't care.
I'm just really bowled over, John, by the fact that you're almost 30, and you just... You have weird fears like you're, like, 13.
She's like a real-life Jerry Seinfeld.
Over this crap, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk about cereal and Superman? We've got 3 minutes, I mean...
Please don't.
What do you hate most on a dude? We can go out on that note.
My least favorite thing on a dude is, like, a flat ass. Like
good answer.
A weird, like, concave ass. I hate that.
Where it's just leg going straight up. I hate that on a woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? You do not? Oh, no. I dislike that with a passion.
She probably wouldn't like me, though. I don't know if I have a flat ass.
No, but I mean, I've dated guys where it's like, it looks like they're like,
they look like
their butt cheeks like totally all the time. It's like a little like V or something. It's just like, it's disgusting.
The pancake ass, to quote Dave Chappelle. Just a flat pancake with a line cut right down the middle.
Paris Hilton
ass. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, that's the worst.
You know like, who's guilty of that? Megan Fox. Megan Fox got nothing doing in the backside.
I don't think she's hot.
Unattractive. She looks dirty, like, all the time.
She looks okay.
She looks like she has some yeast infections going on.
I've eaten at worse restaurants, but she is not the palm, you know? She is not the best.
Yeah, she definitely ain't the hottest woman alive. I mean, she looked all right in, like, was it the Transformers premiere where she's wearing, like, that skirt with, like, the super high slit? I don't know if you've seen the pictures.
Nah, nothing jumps to mind. I mean, she looked doable in Transformers, but Jerry Bruckheimer could do wonders with anyone.
He can also make a car look like it explodes. Yeah. And robots look like they can talk.
You made a robot look alive, dude. Come on. Man made Optimus Prime. He can make a chick look hot.
Oh, Lord.
So flat ass, that's doing. That's
yeah, flat ass, bad teeth. Those are pretty much my and gross fingernails. If you have, like, gross hangnails and, like, dirty long fingernails and gross finger, don't touch me.
Wait, because chicks can get, like, urinary tract infections from that. That's
yeah,
nasty.
Yeah, that's gross.
Like, UTIs. But
even if you have, like, clean fingernails and, like, a lot of, like, hangnails, like, it's gross.
The F is a hangnail. I don't know. I always
it's
keep
like
mine short.
It's like the little tags of skin that, like... around the size of your nails.
Is that what the hell that is? Like the little dead spear of skin sticking out?
Yeah. It's called a hangnail. How have you never heard of that?
You mean you
I thought
don't...
a hangnail is when your nail is just like half off. You ignored
no.
it.
But, like it's literally a hanging nail.
Yeah.
What?
Like if you were to clip one half and then just not pull it off.
Oh, man. I'm just shocked a little... dry splint of skin getting dragged back and forth across the inside of your holiest of holies doesn't feel pleasurable, but okay.
Yeah. Those, no,
like,
no.
When you get out of the shower, you can just bite them off when your skin's
yeah.
really
I take,
soft.
I take a nail clipper, too.
Nail clippers? Yeah, that would be preferable. Because if you bite them off, it rips them, and it just, like, makes it go even further and worse.
God, now I'm staring at my fingers, checking out my hangnails.
Oh, I
yeah, make sure you don't have hangnails.
I have at least
girls
one.
Girls be grossed out by that.
So if you want to wear Rachel like a ring, don't have a hangnail.
Wear like a sock puppet.
That's how you get down, brother. All right, folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Another
Hold her like a bowling ball.
Okay. another successful episode as far as I'm concerned. Rachel, plug your stuff.
You can find me on facebook.com/gaggingtowardsbethlehem. Suck on that.
Okay, and your twatter?
And my Twitter is @gaggingtowards, and my website is gaggingtowardsbethlehem.com.
Will, did you finally get your Battle at the Lima stuff together?
No, we never played it. We'll do it one time.
All right, he's in a group, Battle at the Lima. It's very good. Look it up. I'm proud to be his brother. The guy's no hack.
Thank you.
If you want to get into my goods, you're welcome. If you want to get into my goods, again, the website is inpapasbasement.com. We're live every Saturday, except for next, where I think the radio station's going to the fair or something and broadcasting in sweltering heat. And
Fairfax Fair.
Yeah, I am not swinging that one, so it'll be a repeat next week, but we'll be live after that. Again, listen live Saturdays 3 to 4 p.m., www.fcac.org/WEBR. Tweet us at Papa's Basement and look up the Facebook. It's Papa's Basement. Search for it somewhere, something. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.